The next president's management agenda will depend on top leadership from political and career senior executives and the performance plans they have in place to make sure they're getting the work done. But that group of people in the federal workforce could use a morale boost. That's the message the Performance Institute and a coalition of other members of the federal management community will send to both candidates and their transition teams. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now with more on these recommendations, and they seem to be focusing on the senior executive service.
Right. So we've heard this over and over from other organizations that are doing work on the transition, but the Performance Institute, their main message here is that senior executives are going to be the ones who will really need to carry out the next president's management agenda. And the goal that they see is that they need to broadly help the administration move from a culture of oversight to one of more concrete, sweeping outcomes. But let's look at the senior executive service for a second. The Office of Personnel Management surveyed 230 departing senior executives between August 2014 and July 2015, and 54% of them say they'd recommend the SES to others. That's actually down from 62% who'd say they'd recommend the service the year before. And just 28% of SES say that their agencies are doing some sort of talent management or succession planning. And when you hear that statistic, that doesn't sound great, considering that the senior executives are going to be the ones moving in and out of this administration. People are going to be coming and going. Jason Breifel is the executive director of the Senior Executives Association.
We really don't focus on leadership in the federal government for the career service in the way that we do, for example, in the military, where you do have joint duty requirements, where you do have to get advanced schooling and training and development to broaden your base, broaden your networks, build those connections that can help you be successful in your job. It's much more than just the SES. It's the way that the entire government trains, develops, invests in its people and builds them up, and we're really doing a bad job.
So this is an issue. The Performance Institute says that if we're going to depend on the SES to be the main drivers of the next president's management agenda and his or her goals, we'll really need to reform the service and embrace these leaders. The Institute says that top cabinet leaders should meet with their SES members to develop performance plans and follow up with them to make sure they're actually meeting their goals. And in theory, this is something that agencies are supposed to be doing already, but the Performance Institute says that's not happening. Here's Breifel again.
You know, we did a survey 2 years ago, oftentimes career executives are managed by political appointees. They don't take their obligations in the performance management system seriously. There are executives 6-9 months into their performance year who didn't have written performance plans. Right. If we're not managing the core, you can't manage the operation.
So we've heard a lot of recommendations from a lot of different organizations about what these candidates should do as they're thinking about transition. But I think the Institute says, maybe more than some of these other organizations right now, that performance plans are really important. And the broad goal for the next administration should be that they should go big, set up some broad cross-agency goals, and really focus on the concrete outcomes they can achieve and what it'll take to get there.
Now, Nicole, Jason Breifel mentioned performance management and making sure there are written performance plans for SES members. What other suggestions does the Performance Institute have that can help the SES?
So they suggested that the next administration needs to really put some star power behind the new president's management agenda. This is something that previous administrations have done well, but the Obama administration has struggled with. So President George W. Bush, for example, personally announced his management agenda. He also showed up a few different times at the president's management council meetings. In the Clinton administration, Vice President Al Gore was really the face of the Clinton management agenda, and he used to show up at different agencies and hand out something called the Hammer Awards.
Those were highly coveted lapel pins with a little hammer.
Right. I had never heard of them before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he used to show up and hand out these awards to people and teams of federal employees who were really behind some of the major successes for specific federal programs. And the sense that I'm getting here is that senior executives see this and they take note. They realize that the president cares about what they do and trust that they'll step up and lead the work on some of these goals. And that's been missing from the Obama administration. If we remember, President Obama only spoke to the SES for the first time, I think, in year six of his administration. And Breifel says that's something that the SES Corps hasn't forgotten.
That was more of an event, really, than a discussion and the kind of drop in how you're doing type of thing that the previous administrations had done.
Right. And that eventually drove the executive order that they put out a year later. But again, I think that struck a chord with the SES.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. So what other areas did the Institute say are going to be important next year to broaden this a little bit?
So a lot of usual suspects on the list, you know, better acquisition and partnerships, enterprise risk management, enterprise transformation, so a focus on innovation. But talent management and federal engagement, a lot of that starts with changing the civil service as a whole. And there weren't actually any familiar calls to completely reform the civil service. We've heard that a lot lately from different organizations calling for just a complete overhaul to the civil service. So the Performance Institute seemed to take a different approach. They mentioned that OPM needs to help agencies expand some of these hiring flexibilities, things that already exist that they could just take better advantage of. There was also a question over OPM's role and existence in the Performance Institute report. They recommended that they should consolidate or get rid of OPM altogether. Now, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon, but the Institute says that the intent here was to get the next administration to actually have a serious conversation about OPM's role, what services it really needs to provide to agencies, and what areas that could get picked up in other places.
OPM kind of reminds me from time to time of the Defense Information Systems Agency, which sounds like a stretch, but when you think about it, both are trying to provide services to enable better work by the rest of the, in the case of the federal agencies or the armed services. And like OPM, DISA's role has waxed and waned depending on politics and who's in charge from time to time. So maybe OPM shrinks back to a purely policy shop and give that discretion in actual hiring back to some agencies.
Right. And one suggestion I heard recently was that this person mentioned that they would like to see OPM return back to the really education and training role that they once had, develop some of these training courses on human resources, really help agencies understand the U.S. Code and Title V and all of these things that we hear about, so that they can make their own decisions. And we see OPM doing that. We see them putting out courses and different training manuals that agencies can use, but they have also a lot of other things going on as well.
So a lot to look forward to in the next administration. I wonder if either one of them is thinking about this in detail. I don't think so.
Probably not. That'll probably come maybe after November 8th.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. Appreciate that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Read Nicole's story online now at federalnewsradio.com, where we'll also post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.